Today on the 1 Minute Mortgage Show, I want to talk a little bit about funds for closing and having them be sourceable. And it depends on what type of loan you're doing, but the rules are pretty much the same with all lenders. And the way it works is if you're doing an FHA loan, if you're getting a gift, it has to come from a blood family member. And that gift has to be sourceable from the donor. So typically what you would have to provide is a 30-day bank statement from the person that gave you the money, even though they're not on a loan. And they have to show that they had the ability to give you those funds. So example, if mom or dad are giving you $10,000 to help you buy a home, that they better have $10,000 in their account that was before they gave you that gift. Example, they can't have $12,000 cash show up right before they gave you the $10,000 gift, leaving them with only a couple thousand left in their account. So the federal government, Patriot Act, requires that all funds are sourceable. They want to make sure it's not drug money, terrorist money, and money laundering. And the reason for this is, as far-fetched as it sounds, drug money is used all the time to hide from the government and buy through real estate. And this was huge in Miami in the 1980s. Terrorist money and drug money, these things are used to buy shell homes or properties just to dump their drug money into real estate. And then now they've got clean money when they sell the property. So again, money has to be sourceable, and it does have to be a blood family member. The way they look at it is, if you're getting the down payment or closing costs from a family member, well, technically you probably didn't have enough money to buy the home in the first place. And their mindset is, if you can't even get into the home without the help of a family member, maybe you wouldn't even qualify without their assistance. So if you get into trouble 8 months down the line or a year and a half down the line, maybe that same source or line or open line of communication is available for you to tap into again, hopefully, if you need a little bit of money to help you get your mortgage payments, say, in a year and a half from now. So again, blood family member, FHA, and pretty much most government loans. On a conventional loan, they don't require the statement from the donor. They will allow you to just get the copy of the check and the gift letter, which is also required for the FHA loan. So just understand, cash is a no-no when it comes to buying a house. You got mattress money, you got money in a vault at home, it is not usable. Banks and mortgage companies look for the last 2 months of statements. The rule of thumb with it is maybe if you're in the hospitality industry and you're a waiter or waitress, then they're gonna wanna see proof that you're making that money, and you'd have to provide a weekly or monthly expense or tip reporting expense showing that that's adding up right. So example, if you're depositing $80 every night, well, that's obviously sourceable because you're in the industry. If you sell something on eBay or if you sell something on eBay or Craigslist or through Facebook, you're gonna wanna keep a bill of sale. If you sell furniture, you wanna take pictures of it and get a bill of sale. So these are all just important tips and tricks that when you're preparing to buy a house, you're doing the right things. Cash slid into a bank account, not a good thing. So just keep these things in mind when it comes to getting gifts, and then you'll have a more smooth sailing experience when it comes to buying the house. All right, this has been another 1 Minute Mortgage Show. Talk to you guys later.
The podcast you just heard was recorded with Anchor. If you want to make your own, download the Android or iOS app completely free from anchor.fm/podcast. That's anchor.fm/podcast.